on my back. I keep a red bone on my side.
All right, good morning. Good morning and welcome to another extemporaneous Road Warrior Radio broadcast. Okay, maybe not so much. Typically they are, but probably not so much this morning. First off, the PBS Greenspan Archive, the infamous Alan Greenspan Archive, has vanished mysteriously. I mention Alan Greenspan every once in a while, and I also... usually, I think, if memory serves, usually I mention, when I mention Alan Greenspan, that interview, the PBS interview, NewsHour with Jim Lehrer, September 18, 2007. Remember that interview? And it's the, you know, it was one of the links in the only video that I have ever made on the Road Warrior Radio YouTube channel. Published May 8, 2009. I probably should make another view or another video. What do you think? Anyway, published May 8, 2009. Audit the Fed, HR 1207 and the Financial Sector Assessment Program. Still, 10 years later, nobody knows what the Financial Sector Assessment Program, the FSAP, was. When folks like Timothy Geithner said, you know what, the Fed's about to get audited. What? And that was hopefully to spark a debate, but apparently that was too much information, so I had to back off that a little bit. Anyway, 4-minute video, Right, it's only 4 minutes long, but it includes a clip. That clip, of Alan Greenspan, and even though when we cut it together, we used not the green, the PBS original footage. It was one of the, subsequent iterations, one of the copies, YouTube copies. Nonetheless, in the description, I linked all of the source documentation. You know, the Der Spiegel article, the Greenspan interview, the Timothy Geithner's speech, the Treasury.gov press release, and all kinds of other source material. It's pretty exhaustive, I thought. You know, it's always sort of frustrating to me when people don't do that. And they cite a bunch of material, especially when it's difficult for to find that stuff. And sometimes it is. And so anyway, that link is in there. Alan Greenspan, the title of the PBS interview was Greenspan Examines the Federal Reserve, Mortgage Crunch, originally aired September 18, 2007. And that was the interview, of course, where Jim Lehrer asks, what is the proper relationship? What should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and the president? And Alan Greenspan infamously responds in sort of establishment, establishmentarian fashion, antithetical to what he wrote in Golden Economic Freedom back in 1966. Greenspan's response was, well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that what the relationships are don't frankly matter. That's an abridgment of his remarks, but it is verbatim. And I was shocked when I heard that, and of course we included that. So the relationship between the Fed chair and the president doesn't matter? You and I know that, but the average American should be, and rightfully so, shocked and horrified by a statement like that. It is shocking and horrifying. So usually when I mention Alan Greenspan, and I have, I don't know, a few times recently, even though I can't find a single time in the archives, which is very disturbing. That's my fault, entirely my fault. I apologize. I know I've mentioned him, or I have a very I'm confident that I have maybe three times in the past few months. Anyway, I usually mention this, the PBS NewsHour article. And so if you click on that link now on the one video that I've made, you get page not found. You get a 404 error. Oops. Oops. Sorry. Nope. That's not gone. So I mentioned last time I mentioned this and other curious things that go away. You know, things like I have mentioned that I've posted Mike Huckabee's, what I would call the most concise and accurate distillation of Marxism I've ever read. That CFR, the CFR speech that he gave at the CSIS on his presidential campaign trail back in 2007, when he said, to create havoc in the world, you need educated people to provide the intellectual underpinnings and poor, desperate people to provide the manpower. Before the Russian Revolution, the rural peasants who formed the overwhelming bulk of the population weren't sitting around reading Karl Marx. They were illiterate. It took a small number of intellectuals to provide the theory and then rally oppressed peasants behind them. The ruling class is the spark, but the underclass is the fuel. A strong middle class is the firewall. You try to find that. Now you click on the link to CFR election / Mike Huckabee speech foreign policy / P1435, and there's a canonical link in there somewhere. In same thing, 404. The page you're requesting does not exist. Well, it does. It's just not published. So, is the CFR site still a Drupal site? Yeah, Drupal 8 now. Oops. Yeah, it got gobbled up probably in the transition to. Oops, that's a, you know, plausibly deniable mistake, even though it's not. And then speaking of CFR, another infamous Richard N. There's Richard N. Gardner, who wrote The Hard Road to World Order in the CFR Quarterly Journal, Foreign Affairs, back in 1974. But another infamous Richard N. is the Richard N. Haass at CFR, who wrote Sovereignty and Globalization with an S. I remember, you know, 10 or 12 years ago talking about how you have to look it up. He's, you know, it's with the European spelling of globalization. Globalization with an S. And you can't find that now either. It disappeared. Oh, well. The same year, 2006, he also wrote Rethinking Sovereignty, same sort of sentiment. But this, you know, the article I'm talking about, that the CFR disappeared, that it memory holed from its website. Think about that. That's crazy. I mean, why wouldn't you want to preserve that? If it's something that you feel that strongly about, a guy who is the president of the Council on Foreign Relations, had been at that, well, has been since July 2003, your president, the president of your organization, says, I think, you know, if countries are going to get along in this new global order, they need to cede some sovereignty. That's what he said. Those are his words, cede some sovereignty. What? And this was still sort of early on in the post 9/11 era. It was a little shocking and disturbing. But you would think, you know, if you believe that, you'd leave it published. No, it disappeared. I wonder why. Advisor to presidents, leader of this, you know, Bernaysian Public Relations Council on foreign policy, actually domestic policy. It's kind of one of those, you know, ironic paradoxes, but I digress. Anyway, these things keep vanishing. So the one I noticed, I don't remember exactly why, but yesterday I was looking for something, tried to find that Greenspan. I was listening in Winamp to I was going to use Winamp to tune into the National Intel Report, and so of course I heard Al Whitney guest hosting, but I had a link from many moons past in Winamp to the Greenspan audio, and I thought, well, you know, because the last time I mentioned the article, I've mentioned in the past that the Greenspan interview has been long memory hold on PBS.org. Why is that? All of his other interviews seem to be intact. Why just this one? I ask rhetorically. And I usually make note of the fact that the audio, you know, I did in the past. The audio is still there. How long until that disappears? Well, that happened too. I don't know when exactly. I ought to start maybe writing scripts to keep track of this stuff. When exactly does it get memory hold? Is there some correlation to mentioning it or doing something? What exactly is the correlation there that gets it memory hold? Because after I tweeted about Mike Huckabee's remarks the last time, January 24, 2017, It wasn't long after that, it vanished. Anyway, Greenspan, the audio. I'll double check this morning. So the audio, and I even have it, you know, I have a timestamp in my bookmark from the 7:50 to the 8:34 minute mark is where he said what he said. Nope, the MP3 file is scrubbed too now. So that's interesting. You can still find the archive copy of this. Somebody was smart enough to preserve this back in 2012. Maybe that's the little bell that gets rung. If it goes in archive, if it goes in the Internet Archive, then, you know, we better take it down. That means somebody's looking at it. I don't know. Greenspan examines Federal Reserve mortgage crunch. So you can't link to the audio. I mean, obviously the page was captured September 8, 2012 and preserved in its original state. So you have the text of the interview, which is great. The transcript is intact, which I suppose is good. But not the audio. And so if that makes sense, both the original post on PBS.org and the audio, and first it was video. I should mention that too, because there was the streaming video link that was embedded in the PBS page. And so they had the video and the audio. And first the video disappeared. I remember we used to have problems playing it all the time because we'd play it over the last 10 years. Every once in a while we come back to this Greenspan clip. And Mr. Bordop, you can corroborate this. Can't play the video. And then the video just disappeared. There was no longer a link on PBS. And then the page disappeared. And then the audio link, which was still, you know, the audio file was still accessible. That was embedded on the page, if that makes sense. So you could go to pbs.org/news/show/business/July-deco7/deck07/December07/Greenspan_09-19.html that's not the audio. Anyway. No, I won't. Anyway. NewsHour SPC RSS Media 2007/09/18_Greenspan28.mp3. That was the link. It doesn't matter. It's not there now. But you used to still be able to get to that MP3 file regardless or in spite of the taking down of the page. So now all of that is scrubbed, which is interesting. The other. So now apparently the other interview is gone too. The part two of that interview, Greenspan discusses new book. No. The Age of Turbulence. What does it mean? Well, we don't want to talk about that anymore. And it's that all sorts of takes on a different connotation when you understand the timing issue, how important timing is. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. and knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Welcome back. So you understand the point, right? I don't think I need a link to all of these 404 entries. What's the point of that? You go and see a page that doesn't exist. Anyway, it's just, you know, why would things disappear incrementally? I ask rhetorically, you know? A guy once wrote a book. What was it? The title was Proofs of a Conspiracy. Anyway, you know, okay, just because you have evidence doesn't mean that there was a conspiracy. Okay, there was a conspiracy, but you know what? It's gone now, and it's, yeah. Which reminds me of the TrueStream Media video, the Oculus, what was the one conspiracy you've never heard of or something, the Oculus conspiracy, and we all read that and your brain wants to say, occultist, nope, and then they point that out in the video. Nope, Oculus, speaking of the eye. Anyway, moving on. We got to move on. I didn't mean to belabor that. I just found it curious. You know, you mentioned something and it goes away. It's kind of interesting. Yay, did anybody see that? See what? Okay, more gaslighting. It's interesting. I'm going to try to go quickly. I always feel like maybe if I try to go quickly, I try to go too quickly, and then I listen to myself later, and John Stadmiller is right. It does sound like paint, you know, listening to paint dry. So hopefully this will work out. Anyway, we'll try to go a little bit quicker and get through some things. However, I will say this. There are a couple of videos I want to play. Two videos were published yesterday. Long form, you know, video content on YouTube, and you definitely want to listen. They're, it's interesting. They're sort of related from different channels, similar content. And what I found particularly ironic is I've never talked to either of the, you know, the content creator, channel proprietors, or any of, I suppose I should say. And yet there are similarities in what they say to the things that I have said recently, which I find interesting. I think that, you know, basically to me, I read that to mean that we're all sort of saying the same thing. You know, one of the videos mentions if the people know about the magic trick, then the magician holds no power. There is no magic. There is no magic power anymore. And I've been saying that, you know, I always disdainfully reference Clark's third law and, you know, that sort of stuff. Anyway, so I thought this was ironic. Just a quick little blurb from Fox Business yesterday. Russian hackers penetrated DHS control room. If you're ready with that, go ahead real fast, please.
An alarming new discovery just coming to light. Federal officials say Russian hackers have gained access over the past year to the control rooms inside of U.S. electric utilities, where they may have caused blackouts. Homeland Security even admits these attempts could still be ongoing. So here now is Morgan Wright, Center for Digital Government Senior Fellow and cybersecurity expert. And Morgan, you've been warning us about this. I know that Europe experienced blackouts, right, because of the Russians. How did they get in? Because some of these control rooms were supposed to be...
Yeah, you can watch it for yourself. I'll stick a link in the archives. But, you know, I mean, listen to the hyperventilating and, you know, see, you know, the senior fellow nonsense, blah, 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 blah. It's just, it's so ridiculous. You know, the hyperventilating. This just in, you know, I mean, it's just, come on. Do we have to be that sensational and dramatic? Can we just remember back in the 60s and 70s when we'd just get the news? Well, it was propaganda then too, but, you know, it wasn't so emotional. Of course, Bertrand Russell told us that that's how it works. When you, speaking of Edmund Burke, you know, anyway, I'll finish that thought when we come back. Stick around, more right after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just two bottles. A four-month supply. I take Extendivite three times a day, every day. I think the supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Welcome back. So, Bertrand Russell wrote in The Impact of Science on Society, if you compare a speech of Hitler's to with, say, Edmund Burke, you see what strides have been made, what went wrong is that, you know, we believe that man was a rational animal, framed their arguments on that hypothesis. You got to look into Trotter and Laban, Laban and Trotter for more on that. Anyway, what Bertrand Russell or what Edward Bernays said about them. He said what went wrong formerly was that people had read books, thought man was a rational animal. We now know that limelight and brass band do more to persuade than can be done by the most elegant train of syllogisms. And that's why we have all of this hysterical hyperventilating all the time. So, and I, you know, that's one of the reasons I don't want to get sucked into that. Anyway, this is not about persuading. This is about informing their discretion in Jeffersonian fashion. I want to play a video real quick, getting sort of back on track. You know, the Russian hackers thing, though, the reason we played that is I sort of laugh. Are these the same Russian hackers courted by the Obama-Comey FBI? Remember that Yahoo News story? 500 million accounts hacked, but behind the hack on Yahoo, Russian agents who had been courted by FBI. Are we still doing that? And ironically, as fate would have it. I was thinking about including that yesterday, and this morning I got the email. The Russian American Officers Association, fraternal organization. Anyway, it's laughable is the point. It's all theater. It's all a joke. So here's the first video from the really graceful YouTube channel published yesterday, Destroying the Georgia Guidestones. Listen closely and you'll want to watch later because the visuals help out. Go ahead, please.
Friends, if you are searching for concrete proof of a new world order orchestrated by those who live in the shadow, look no further than Elberton, Georgia, where you'll find the enigmatic and imposing Georgia Guidestones. Located about an hour outside of Atlanta, these Guidestones and their anonymous author have been the center of fierce debate and intrigue, with its 10 guidelines for humanity, ranging from population control to a one-world government. All inscribed into the pyramid blue granite in 4 ancient scripts along a capstone, as well as 8 modern languages etched into the granite slabs. However, in this video, I'm going to argue that there's another language to the Guidestones, partially inscribed in stone, though primarily composed of many moving parts, but to be decoded in layers by a very specific audience. Are you that audience, internet friends? Do you like puzzles? Mysteries? How about jokes? Make sure not to take the punchline for granted. And let's bust this boogeyman wide open.
And the story goes something like this. And the story goes something like this.
The year was 1979. That was the year the world's first anthrax epidemic occurred in Russia. Saddam Hussein became president of Iraq. China instituted its one-child-per-family policy. And in the small town of Elberton, Georgia, a man who called himself R.C. Christian was about to put the granite capital of the world to work on their biggest project yet. Mr. Christian approached the president of Elberton Granite Finishing Company, Joe Finley, with a seemingly kooky idea for a monument, not to be in memory of a person or an event, but intended to be a guide for the future, with a Stonehenge-like configuration of 6 astronomically aligned slabs, and the identity of the author of these guides to remain a mystery forever. As the story goes, Finley was understandably hesitant. Some fellow with an obvious pseudonym showed up in his office with a weird idea and claimed to be representing a group of like-minded individuals. Finley knew this project wouldn't be cheap, and so Mr. Christian was then introduced to Wyatt Martin, the president of Granite City Bank, an eventual financial intermediary for the Guidestones project. While Mr. Christian explained that he chose his pseudonym because of his Christian faith, a real name was required to begin financing the project, making Wyatt Martin the only man involved in the Guidestones to know the true identity of R.C. Christian. The highest point in Elberton County was selected for the monument, a 5-acre plot of farmland where, after being pulled out of the 6-mile-wide quarry and customized to Mr. Christian's exact specifications, the 6 massive pyramid blue granite slabs would eventually rest alongside the time capsule buried 6 feet underground. Charlie Clamp, one of the workers who helped etch Mr. Christian's 10 guides into America's Stonehenge, went on record saying that he heard strange music and disjointed voices as he carved the guides, an account that Clamp's son has been quick to dismiss, stating that those disjointed voices his father heard were frustrated workers, cursing as they chipped away at Elberton's biggest undertaking. Unveiled on March 22, 1980, the Guidestones not only featured 10 guides of living in multiple languages, the majority of which were reportedly translated by the United Nations, but the monument itself served as a guide for multiple purposes, with features that allowed the stones to be utilized as both a clock and a calendar, as detailed on the explanatory tablet beside the stones, also including a description of the sponsors. A curious misspelling of the word pseudonym, and a bit of a twisted teaser, indicating a time capsule buried on the plot of land, to be opened at a time that has yet to be specified. These Guidestones have been a point of outrage ever since their unveiling, due to their support of a one-world government, hinting at state-guided eugenics, and a global language like that which existed under King Nimrod during the construction of the Tower of Babel. In addition to their controversial message, rumors have swirled about the sponsors, though reportedly one of the terms upon the monument's completion was that the builders destroy the letters and records of Mr. Christian, so that no trace of the sponsors may ever be known. The secrecy has only fueled curiosity and speculation, and over the decades, fingers have been pointed at individuals like media mogul, CNN founder, and one of North America's largest landowners, Ted Turner, as well as Scientology founder L. Ron Hubbard, as being responsible for the Guidestones. However, as time went on, it appeared that the Guidestones were still very much a work in progress. In 1986, just 6 years after the Guidestones were erected, Common Sense Renewed, yet another nod to deist Thomas Paine, was published by Robert C. Christian and reportedly distributed to several thousand political officials and shapers of public opinion throughout the world. In this text, Mr. Christian addressed open-minded citizens with a series of essays about looking to common sense to find pathways to peace, claiming that the Guidestones were erected to convey certain ideas across time to others. His main focus in Common Sense Renewed was the need to control human reproduction, as he stated that reproduction should no longer be an exclusively personal matter between two individuals due to the world's alleged overpopulation problem. Mr. Christian advocated eugenics and paraded abortion as a lesser evil option amongst other evils, like unfit parents bringing a child into the world. Mr. Christian's philosophy has been criticized as being in direct conflict with what he claims to be, a Christian. Though perhaps the United Nations, who translated Mr. Christian's guides into multiple languages, was a big fan of his essays, because in 1992, the United Nations Agenda 21 was signed by the United States. Agenda 21 is a lengthy document listing goals to be achieved globally, and is the global plan to change the way we live, eat, learn, and communicate, with a hefty focus on sustainable development in an effort to save the environment. Sustainable development claims to be concerned with the environment, but there are many indications that this is an agenda to restructure the world's government, making all citizens subject to the global control. More clues that the sponsors haven't abandoned the monument appeared in 2014, when an engraved cube was added to the Guidestones. But not too long after it was added, it was destroyed by the groundskeeper, with pieces of the cube given to filming bystanders. So why did Mr. Christian and his shadowy group of sponsors select Elberton, Georgia as the monument's location, and what was their true motivation for this monument? Elbert County is named after Samuel Elbert, a soldier of the American Revolution, governor of Georgia, and admitted Freemason, serving as both a member and grandmaster at two different Masonic lodges in Georgia. Elberton is located between Dewey Rose and Sandy Cross, Georgia, 100 miles from Atlanta, the state capital located on the 33rd parallel, in the state where the Federal Reserve came to fruition. The Freemason connection doesn't end there. The monument was built by admitted Freemasons like Joe Finley and his crew. From the astronomical functions to an emphasis on numerology, modern Freemasonry evolved from the guilds of stonemasons of the Middle Ages and is now the largest worldwide fraternal secret society. It's been dubbed Zionism for Gentiles, because if you eliminate the teachings of Judaism from the Masonic ritual, well, there's not a lot left. But more importantly, there is a direct connection between Freemasonry and the ancient Babylonian mystery religions, from which the ancient pagan religions of Egypt, Persia, Greece, and Rome eventually developed. These Freemasons are believers in everything old. They thrive in secret, studying at invisible colleges behind the scenes of ordinary life. And while most Freemasons are low-level Masons who join for social memberships and brotherhood, the reality is there are high-ranking Masonic officials within every level of our government. They are the hidden masters who translate their philosophy into legislation. Furthermore, it's been speculated that the Rosicrucians also had a hand in building the Georgia Guidestones. Rosicrucianism is a worldwide brotherhood claiming to possess esoteric wisdom handed down from ancient times, and is closely linked to Freemasonry. Elberton being located between Dewey Rose and Sandy Cross, Georgia, as well as the RC and RC Christian pseudonym, is our hat tip of a clue that Rosicrucians might have had a hand in building the Guidestones. as these hints reflect their rose and cross symbolism. What unites these two secret societies is their practice of working through both symbol and ritual. Any mention of Masonic or secret societal influence in government or popular culture is typically dismissed as the ramblings of a crazy conspiracy theorist. But here we have the Guidestones, concrete proof of their influence, with their symbols glinting back at us from these stones. Thus, followers of the occult are attracted to this site, much to the displeasure of one local Elberton minister, who expressed fear that cattle or even a person would be sacrificed on top of the Guidestones. His worries predated the actual stain on top of the stones, which might very well be an intentional splatter of paint or some kind of mildew problem. But nonetheless, every year, all sorts of occult types visit the granite capital of the world to view this monument, which is interesting because granite is magnetic. And occultists are drawn to this area like they have been to Stonehenge or even the Egyptian pyramids, fueled by the belief that these sites are connected by ley lines or links between the aforementioned landmarks said to contain electromagnetic energy, like landmarks on an energy highway of sorts. While Freemasons did take credit for building the Guidestones, the documentary Dark Clouds Over Elberton actually tracked down two individuals whom they believe were behind the R.C. Christian pseudonym, the misspelling of which, at least on the explanatory tablet beside the Guidestones, spells out Untarnished Conspiracy. Obviously, major spoilers ahead. Discovered through saved letters in banker Wyatt Martin's old IBM computer case, filmmakers identified friends Robert Merriman and Dr. Herbert Henze Kirsten of Fort Dodge, Iowa, as the sponsors of the Guidestones. Robert worked at a publishing company and was presumably the individual who published Common Sense Renewed. Dr. Kirsten, whose last name is German for Christian, was a Catholic medical doctor who was ironically very passionate about birth control as a means of population control. A little bit of digging revealed that Dr. Kirsten was allegedly a eugenicist who wanted to create a measurement tool for race supremacy. And while that documentary wrapped up the mystery very nicely, what was most interesting to me about this alleged discovery was not the individuals in question, but that Fort Dodge, Iowa, where the Cardiff Giant, one of the greatest hoaxes of the 19th century, was carved from stone, just so happened to be the home of our Guidestone boogeyman, R.C. Christian. Which brings us to the final part of this video. Have you ever seen a card trick? The magician relies on audience participation in order for the trick to work. If the audience learns how the trick is done, it's no longer emotionally captivating, entertaining, or really even interesting. The magician has no power, such is the case with the Georgia Guidestones. A mystery always holds sway over those who don't understand it. It doesn't matter who built the Georgia Guidestones. There is no Guidestones boogeyman. Because the punchline is, American taxpayers fund the Georgia Guidestones. The land that the Guidestones is on is owned by the government. They want you to talk about the Guidestones boogeyman. This monument is the work of the same mind control cult who pushes their agenda by means of deception and distraction. They leave a never-ending trail of bread and circuses for those they view as human cattle. Cattle who will be herded into divisive debates over American Civil War monuments being torn down, while the Guidestones are left untouched. And these cattle will be prodded into discussing and accepting the depopulation agenda through programming in the form of the latest Marvel's Avengers movie. The goal is for the cattle to love their servitude. The goal is for the cattle to never dream of revolution. To tell you how this trick works, to name this secret, is to destroy it. No dynamite or vandalism necessary. Thank you all so much for watching. You know I always look forward to your comments. Please subscribe and consider supporting my channel on Patreon. Bye!
Simply brilliant. Simply brilliant. Again, that was published yesterday by the really graceful YouTube channel, Destroying the Georgia Guidestones. No dynamite or vandalism necessary, I might add parenthetically, as she says. So there you have it. And so you heard what I was talking about. I mean, that's just a brilliant video. I don't want to try to add anything to it. I just think it's interesting. You know, she says the punchline. I've said the punchline quite a few times lately, but the magic trick, the magician has no power. You know, I like the way she said that. When the audience learns how the trick is done, it's no longer emotionally captivating. Perfect way to describe that. It's no longer emotionally captivating, entertaining, or really even interesting. The magician has no power. Brilliant. Destroying the Georgia Guidestones. No dynamite necessary. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast, this Wednesday, July 25th, 2018. And so that was a great video. Fantastic. She did a great job, as she always does, again, destroying the Georgia Guidestones. Absolutely fantastic. I'd encourage you to watch it, share it, you know, all that kind of stuff. People need to know this stuff. Another video that was published yesterday. Well, speaking of videos, new videos, Richard von Boston has a video. Israel will kick off World War III, I would say. Remember Pike's letter? Israel and Saudi Arabia is World War III. But I digress. That's not the other video, though. The one that is the companion, I would say, and you'll see why, I think, is the TrueStream Media video. It was published yesterday, already been viewed almost 22,000 times. By the way, as a parenthetical aside, another thing that I just discovered during this break that has disappeared is a playlist I had. I had a playlist on YouTube titled Political Zionism versus Political Islam. It's gone. So that's fun. Which reminds me of all the Las Vegas stuff. Remember, you can go on the Road Warrior Radio YouTube channel and find that YouTube playlist 2017-10-01 and then Las Vegas incident hyphen or dash take three, because two of those previous playlists were deleted. Apparently, I'm not supposed to do that. Anyway, things that just keep getting memory hold that make you go, hmm. So this TrueStream Media video published yesterday is titled A Talking Cricket, A Self-Writing Quill, and The Coming Hive Mind. Why is it titled A Talking Cricket, A Self-Writing Quill, and The Coming Hive Mind? Well, you'll see, and it's interesting. Again, things that I've said are in this video, which I find provocative because I haven't talked to Aaron and Melissa Dykes ever. And so I think people are coming to the same – I mean, it's, again, you know, from the previous video, the – stupid parlor trick has no power. You know, when the audience learns how the trick is done, it's no longer emotionally captivating, entertaining, or really even interesting. We all see the magic trick for what it is. I think that's what this is all about. So, again, you need to watch this video, though. I guess I didn't realize it was, it's not the top of the second hour yet. It's still the first hour. I apologize. I got a little excited there. Anyway, so we'll start playing this video at the top of the second hour. My apologies. Got a little excited. Anyway, so we'll play this TrueStream Media video in the second hour, which is coming up momentarily. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.